Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Marsha Spicer, please?
Speaking.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what are the chances that you will vote on November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
100%.
Are you very... 100%. Okay, thank you. All right, and... Okay, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age, ma'am?
72.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use any
10.
Number.
10.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. Please, after I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Okay. The first one would be Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. Joe Biden as President.
Disapprove. Strongly.
Okay. Sherrod Brown as Senator.
Disapprove. Pretty much strongly.
Okay. And Donald Trump as former president.
Approve.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutes. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. Okay. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one would be Marcy Kaptur. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, what about Derek Marin?
Favorable.
Very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, Joe Biden?
Unfavorable. Strongly.
Somewhat strongly. Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Favorable. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Donald Trump.
Favorable. Strongly.
Very strongly. Okay. What about First Energy?
Unfavorable. Somewhat.
Very, somewhat unfavorable. And Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable, strongly.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, Republican Donald Trump. Okay, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno,
okay. All right, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, and for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marin,
okay. All right, ma'am, and is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there's no chance that you would consider?
No.
Okay, so no chance, right? Okay.
Time to move
out. Okay, now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur, okay? Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. Voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America, it is time for a change. Okay, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for Kaptur, or does make no difference, or if you think the statement is not true, okay, or if the statement makes you more.
Statement's true.
Okay, so be much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for her?
Much.
Okay.
Much less likely.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you some statements, you know, people have made about Republican Derek Merritt, okay? For each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them. Or you don't think it's true, okay, you can say that too. As a landlord who has received over 100,000 contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No different.
No difference. Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, much more likely to work for him or no difference.
No difference.
Okay, nearly every Republican and Democrat in legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible to, you know, for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to, you know, to the job to give workers compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. Would that make you much more much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely
no
to
difference.
Vote for him? Or? No difference. All right, ma'am, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, likely or no difference? All right, ma'am. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws, you know, and that drag down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt would stand with those who voted out Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Would that make you much more likely? Somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or not true?
Not true.
Not true. Okay, the last one, okay? We almost done with this survey, ma'am. I really appreciate your help, okay? Derek Merritt wrote a bill that would define the crime, you know, of, quote, aggravated abortion, murder. Merritt's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, you know, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Not true.
Not true. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for Merritt?
I'd still vote for him.
Okay. I still vote for him, right?
Yep.
Okay. For him. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Okay, so let me ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Mercy Capture?
Derek Merritt.
Derek Merritt, okay. Okay, and last question, ma'am, just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate, okay. A graduate school or advanced degree, right?
Yeah, post.
Okay.
Master's.
All right, ma'am. Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
A strong Republican. Okay, and how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at
Just
all important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay, and in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.